Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, today we are celebrating a very auspicious occasion. And tomorrow, your name is Jitesh, right? Jitesh, right? So Jitesh is getting married tomorrow. That's very nice. And our devotee community is expanding and maturing. That's very nice. This afternoon at least, we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 10, The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. It was just a few days ago, of course, the Ram Navami day, the appearance day of Lord Ram, and at the Radharatna temple in Chatsworth, we were reading from these verses here in the 10th chapter of the 9th canto. Right at the end of the 10th chapter, there's a very nice description of Lord Ram and how he conducted himself as a husband, and of Mother Sita and how she conducted herself as a wife. In other words, they were completely exemplary. So seeing tomorrow, Jitesh is getting married, so he'll be a husband. So, of course, his wife-to-be is not here, but still, we can just read this and we can all meditate a little bit on what are the qualities of the ideal husband and ideal wife in God consciousness. So I'll read these verses here, two verses from the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 10, The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. I'm going to read text 54 and 55. So try and listen very carefully, please. And maybe, if you have any questions, then maybe we'll pass around a sheet, is it? Maybe? And so if you have any questions, then you can write them down, and in a little while we'll try to answer those. So first of all, verse 54 is describing the qualities of Lord Ram as the ideal husband. Ekapatni vrata daro rajarshi charita shuchi swadharmam grihamediyam shikshayan swayam acharat. Translation: Lord Ramachandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other women. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of Vanashram Dharma. Thus, he taught the general public by his personal activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ekapatni Vrata accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramachandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramachandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramachandra, as an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and the Rakshasas, Lord Ramachandra, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravana and finally killed him. The Lord punished Ravana and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramachandra accepted only one wife and manifested sublime character, thus setting an example for householders. A householder should live according to the ideal of Lord Ramachandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder or living with a wife and children is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulative principles of Varnashram Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis, or vanaprastas, are all equally important. Let me just read that verse again. And then there's another verse which we'll read shortly, talking about Mother Sita and how she was the ideal wife. But here we're focusing on Lord Ram and how he was the ideal husband. Ekapatni vrata duro rajarshi charita shuchi swadharmam grihamediyan Shikshayan Swayam Acharet. Lord Ramachandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other women. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of Varnashram Dharma. Thus, he taught the general public by his personal activities. Avijanatamrinda Syakyananjana Shalakaya Chakshamanatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swavanadikam Vachakalpata Rubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is very nice, being here at this program in honor of Jitesh getting married tomorrow. Very, very nice, very auspicious. And a few days ago, it was Ram Navami, one of the most auspicious days in the year, and Lord Ram, he set such a wonderful example in that regard. Of course, in those days, it was not unusual even. In fact, it was common for a man to have more than one wife. Lord Ram's father, Dasarath, had three wives, as you probably know. Lord Krishna, he had 16,000. 108 wives. Yes. But, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was able to expand himself into as many forms as there were wives, and in that way look after each one properly. Be with each one always, in other words, and protect them, and provide for them, and maintain them, and guide them also. So, like this. Now, he could do that. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Lord Ramachandra, though, you see, the thing about Krishna is, there are differences between Krishna and Lord Ram. They're also, they're the same person, but they're displaying, in certain respects, some respects, they're displaying different characteristics. Lord Ram, generally, as this verse is saying here, he taught good behavior for everyone. He taught the general public by his personal activities. Generally, everything that Lord Ram did was very exemplary. You could look at that and learn from that how to do it yourself. In this case, how to be a husband or how to be a king. How to be a son. He showed that so clearly. So, practically everything that Lord Ram did was completely exemplary. Lord Krishna also, he did many exemplary things. But sometimes, Lord Krishna, he did things which were not exemplary, but they were displays of the fact that he is independent and he doesn't have to set a good example if he doesn't want to. If he wants to just do some other thing, he can do it because he's God. No one can tell him, you must do this, you must not do that. He's independent. So Lord Ram is also independent. He can do like that. There is nothing to stop him from acting as independently as Krishna did. But still, Lord Ram, his mission, even though they are the same person, and he has the same capabilities, but Lord Ram's mission is somewhat different than the mission of Krishna, in some respects, like this that we've mentioned, that Krishna did not feel so much the need to always be exemplary. But Lord Ram, he very much felt that. So much setting an example. Like, you may know if you're a little familiar with Ramayana, that when Dasarath, the father of Lord Ram and Lakshman and Bharat, when he agreed to the request of one of his wives, Kaikeyi, she unfortunately, due to bad association, her mind became corrupted. And she was turned against Lord Ram, and I think you know that part of the story. That's a very famous part of the story. How Kaikeyi caused this whole calamity of Ram being banished and Sita going and all those things. That was because of Kaikeyi, but because she was influenced by some bad association. It was not really her idea, but she was influenced and she adopted some bad idea from a bad person, you could say. However, we know that when Lord Ram was told by his father, it was the day before he was to be installed as the crown prince, in other words, officially as the next in line for the throne, officially. In other words, it's a transitional period for when he becomes king, just in a little while. So it was the day before, and when Dasarath came and told Lord Ram that this has happened, your other mother, this Kaikeyi, she has forced this situation because I gave her my word that anything she wanted, that I would do that, whatever it was. Yes, we don't want to go into too many of the details of the history, but that was the situation. He was duty-bound to do what she wanted. So he told Ram, I'm sorry, but I cannot install you as the crown prince. Not only can I not do that, but I have to banish you to the forest. So that's so harsh, so unexpected. But what did Lord Ram do? Did he protest, get upset, try and offer some alternative suggestions how to deal with the situation? No. He just said, very good, with a smile. It was not that he somehow digested it, even though it was very disturbing. And then eventually he came and said, all right, I'll do it if you insist. No. He just immediately said, very good. That is your order as my father? Then, no doubts, no hesitation, no anxiety, just, it's very good. Very nice. Who could do that? Now, one person who couldn't do that, or didn't do that at least, was Lakshman. Now, not that he is not of such a high character, he is, but this is part of the pastime, that when Lakshman heard, I don't know how familiar you are with the story, it gets a bit dramatic in some places, but when Lakshman heard that Kaikeyi had done this, and that actually it was, what's her name? Mantara. That she was in fact responsible for contaminating, poisoning the mind of Kaikeyi. Oh, when Lakshman found out, he went to Mantara and said, oh, you did this. You're the cause of this. So he picked her up. He picked her up and threw her against the wall. Smash. And then he was just, you know, she was some sort of hunchback, some sort of, you know, partly disabled or whatever type of character. Kind of disfigured or whatever, something along those lines. But, oh, and she was a woman, too, on top of that. Yeah, but Lakshman, oh, he was just grabbing her and throwing her and kicking her and hitting her and smashing her, and she was just about to die. But then Ram came and said, no, just leave her, leave it, leave this matter. So, that you might expect that sort of reaction under those circumstances. What a betrayal, what corruption, and how absolutely terrible. What a disgusting thing, a situation to create. So Lakshman, he reacted so violently. And Lakshman, beyond that, Lakshman was going to kill Dasarath. You're familiar with all this. He was on his way to kill Dasarath, and Ram stopped him, and Lakshman was just raging. This Dasarath, you call him a father? He's not our father. You're calling him a king? He's not a king. He's not a gentleman. He's just some low-class creature. Let me put him out of his misery. He was going to kill Dasarath, their father. So it gets a bit dramatic there. In fact, you should read it, because it's really quite shocking, actually. But Lord Ram, through all of that, even when he came before Kaikeyi herself and Mantra, he didn't even give her like a sideways dirty look, like, you know, who do you think you are? No. He honored her as his mother. He honored her. Not like today. We all know what it's like, don't we, kids? You go in front of your mother in the morning, you say, hi, or something. Good morning, Mum. Like that. But according to the Vedic culture, in the morning you go in front of your mother and your father and you bow down. This is Vedic standard. Yes. Go in front of your mother and father, you bow down and you offer them humble respects. And even today, I've seen in India, I've seen on a number of occasions, the children meeting or leaving their parents, and they're bowing down, touching their feet. Very nice. So Lord Ram, his standard was that. Such a nice standard. Such a wonderful standard. Exemplary standard in all respects, setting such a wonderful example. If we could do like that, if the families could be like that, if the husbands, just imagine, ladies, your husbands were like Lord Ram. How would that be? Do any of you have husbands like Lord Ram? Do any of you men have wives like Mother Sita? Well, you know, it's Kali Yuga, so it's a little more difficult. It's a lot more difficult. But at least if we try, if the husbands try to follow the example of Lord Ram in protecting their wives, protecting means physically, if there's some physical danger, some physical threat of violence or something, then the husband must give that physical protection. But it also means psychologically. The wife gets into anxiety. Ladies are sometimes prone to be more emotional than men. So the husband is also meant to give that emotional and psychological protection by being able to speak to her very nicely and clarify things and arrange things so she won't be in so much anxiety, and to provide for her. Yes, so that she doesn't have any needs or any wants, which are sort of, you know, things which are on her mind, but the husband can't get it together to get those things for her. Of course, wives should not exploit their husbands and use them, you know, as order suppliers, but still it is the duty of the husband to provide what is necessary and even what the wife just wants, at least to a reasonable extent. This is part of protecting. It's all part of protection of women, which is a very important principle in our Vedic tradition, in our Krishna conscious tradition. And just see the lengths that Lord Ram went to protect Sita. Oh, he went all the way to Lanka, and so many people died. Oh, what a dramatic story that is. But why? Just to protect his wife and rescue his wife. Prabhupada says here that when Sita was stolen, Lord Ram, he could have got hundreds or thousands of Sitas. He is so great. Any woman, if Lord Ram had said, well, now I've lost my wife, so I need a wife, will you be my wife? Any woman would have said, oh, what an honor, what a privilege. He could have had hundreds and thousands, because in those days, as we read, it was there to have, for men to have more than one wife. But he set such a nice example, only having one wife and really looking after her. Really looking after her. Very, very nicely. She could not have any complaints, at least not reasonable complaints, against her husband. So he took the trouble, and he made a point of having only one wife. So none of you, and particularly you, Jitesh, seeing this is your big day, don't get ambitious, okay? Just stick with one, all right? Lesson number one. Ekapatni, Vrata, okay? No, 2, 3, 10. All right, anyway, seriously, it's actually a very important point. Just see, Dasara, he had three. I think maybe you were there, I think we talked about this in Phoenix the other day. He only had three. He was Dasarath. Das means 10 and Rath means chariots, like we're having our Rathayatra festival in a few days. So Dasarath means that he, on his own, was capable of defeating 10 chariot warriors on their chariots. Him alone. So, what a powerful warrior. He could defeat 10 other chariot warriors at the same time. Same time. Take them all on at one time and defeat them and emerge victorious. So, despite that, he couldn't handle three wives. Couldn't do it. That one wife got the better of him and ruined him. And killed him, indirectly. Killed him. Totally ruined his life, created such unprecedented chaos. So, she didn't accept his protection, and she acted independently. She wanted to do her thing. What she thought was
beneficial for her and her son, Bharat. But little did she know, she just created chaos, killed her husband, and Bharat, her son, who she thought she was doing such a big favor for, by getting the throne for him, Bharat himself was totally disturbed. So, just see. So, therefore, this Ekapatni Vrata is very important. That the husband accept only one wife and be satisfied with that and look after her, really look after her and protect her in all respects, emotionally, physically, in terms of providing requirements and necessities and children and so on like this. And then we'll have some very happy wives. So perhaps the wives are sitting there now thinking, yes, our husbands, they should do these things. I hope they're listening to this. But what about the wives? Let us see what the Bhagavatam says about Mother Sita. This is text 55. Prem nanu vritya shilena prashaya vanata sati viyahriya chabhavagya bhartu sita haran mana. Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy, and chaste. Always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus, by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. Isn't that nice? Such beautiful characteristics, beautiful personal qualities. What man would be able to resist such a highly qualified woman? Yes. So, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord by her character, her love, and her service, not by nagging and hen-pecking and keeping on asking until he gives in. You know these tactics, ladies? You've heard of these things. Just keep at him until he just can't take it any longer. Then he says, yes, of course. Anyway, we're just joking, really. But sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's like that. But Mother Sita, she was not like that. But still, because of her, Lord Ram felt so inspired to look after her. He wanted to look after her so nicely. Because she was so nice, he just wanted to do it. Not that he felt he had to do it, otherwise she was going to get angry with him and so on. So let us read the purport here, short purport by Srila Prabhupada. As Lord Ramachandra is the ideal husband, Ekapatni Vrata, Mother Sita is the ideal wife. Such a combination makes family life very happy. Yadyara Charati Shrestas Tattareve Tarojana. Whatever example a great man sets, common people follow. If the kings, the leaders, and the Brahmins, the teachers, would set forth the examples we receive from Vedic literature, the entire world would be heaven. Indeed, there would no longer be hellish conditions within this material world. Yes, it's like that. Even within this material world, the conditions would be very, very nice. If the husbands, not that they can be little Lord Rams, but if they could at least try to follow his example to the best of their ability, and the ladies can follow in the footsteps of Mother Sita and cultivate these qualities. Let me read the verse again. Prem nanu vritya shirena prashraya vanatasati vyahriya chabhavagya bartu sita haran mana. Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy, and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus, by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. So ladies, here are some qualities for you. Here are five. Specifically, of course, there are many others also, but here there are five. She was very submissive. She was not always, you know, back-talking, arguing, this style of thing. She was very faithful. She was not looking around for some possible better alternatives. Very faithful. She was very shy and chaste. Not making some display of herself, showing off with, you know, like this, displaying herself, not like that, but very shy and very chaste. You know, there's one nice little story, perhaps you've heard, I imagine you must have heard actually, how, just to illustrate, how morally upright the people were in those days. Not like today, but what characters they had. There's one nice little story that after Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, then Hanuman, just shortly afterwards, Hanuman appears on the scene. Up until then, he hasn't really figured. But he appears on the scene at that point, just after Sita's been kidnapped and Lord Ram and Lakshman there, setting out to try and locate her. So Hanuman comes along. And then he brings Lord Ram to meet Sugriva, and they make an alliance, and then there's an arrangement that the monkeys will try to locate Sita. So Hanuman, he was one of the leaders there of Sugriva's men or Sugriva's monkeys. So Hanuman, he offered, right, I'll try to find Sita. I'll jump to Lanka. In the end, eventually, he ended up jumping to Lanka. But basically, he offered, fine, I'll try to find Sita. So he was going to ask Lord Ram. He'd never seen Sita, didn't know. Who is the Sita, what does she look like? He was going to ask Lord Ram, please at least describe her, or do you have a picture of her, or something. But he could see Lord Ram was too distressed. So he didn't want to increase Lord Ram's grief. So he thought, let me ask his brother, Lakshman. He'll know. He can give me a description. That's the best way. So he approached Lakshman, and he asked. He said, I'm going now. I'm going to try to find Sita, but I don't know what she looks like. Will you kindly tell me, what does she look like? Can you give me a description of her? So Lakshman said, no, I'm sorry, I can't. So Hanuman thought, this is a little strange. It's the brother-in-law, they've been together so many years. He said, no, come on, just explain to me what she looks like. I want to help, I want to find her. Tell me what she looks like. And Lakshman said, no, I can't tell you what she looks like. And Hanuman, being all agitated, why won't you tell me? I'm trying to help. Just tell me what she looks like. So Lakshman said that I don't know what she looks like. I've never looked above her feet. So then he gave a description of Sita's feet, her lotus feet. Very amazing description. And when Hanuman did jump over to Lanka and did locate Sita, or at least some woman who he thought might be Sita, and trying to check her out to see if she really is. So this is one of the ways that he identified that this is Sita. He looked at her feet and he saw those markings and the different characteristics as described by Lakshman. So, ladies, from now on you may see other men who are not your husband looking down a lot, but maybe not also, because this is Kali Yuga and, you know, we may not be able to sort of handle it. But very high standards, very strict standards of shyness and chastity. So anyway, maybe you can't be like that, but at least we should try to maintain good, mature, sober standards and avoid, you know, all the frivolousness and whimsicalness which leads to divorce and breaks up families and causes disturbance. You know, Prabhupada said that there is a class of woman, not every woman, but there's a class of woman. She may have her husband. So she is embracing her husband. But as she is embracing him and looking over his shoulder, she's looking at another man. And at the same time in her mind, she's thinking of another man. A third man. Yeah. So the Indian culture, in fact, the real Indian culture, the traditional Vedic culture, is very high culture, very high principles, very beautiful and rich principles. And Lord Ram is exemplifying, demonstrating those principles so nicely. And we, in our humble ways, should try to maintain principles like that as much as we are capable of. That we should do. And not just become, you know, some sort of common degraded person. This is what the Bollywood culture is trying to encourage, actually. I hope you're aware of that if you're a Bollywood movie fan. Last year or the year before it was Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. This year, I was in Bombay just a matter of 2 weeks ago. This year, apparently, it's Chori Chori Chupke Chupke. You'd be surprised what we notice when we look around. So we were discussing this in Bombay. We were in the hospital. There was a group of devotees. We were hospitalized. for different reasons, but then we were all there together. And occasionally we'd go out and visit the temple some distance away and come back. And we'd see Bombay. So we saw Chorin, Chorin, Chorin.